This is a Friday edition of Ozarks at Large. That means it's time to connect with Michael Tilley of Talk Business and Politics. He is in his office in Fort Smith. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Well, good to be here. It was either here or back at the Walmart shareholders meeting, and Kyle won on that one.
Well, let's talk about something that did happen in Fort Smith this week. It was something called a data walk. We had a preview on our show. What happened at this data walk, and what was the idea behind it?
Sebastian County is one of six counties selected out of 3,000 U.S. counties, and the Urban Institute comes in. It's funded by the Walton Family Foundation project that studies food insecurity around the country. So the Urban Institute came in with their folks. They worked for the Fort Smith, but with the Fort Smith-based Antioch for Youth and Family. And really, what they wanted to do, or what they did, was sit down with business and civic leaders and say, look, here's your issue based on the data, not based on what somebody thinks, but based on the data. Here's where the problems are around town, looking at zip codes and that kind of thing. And so how are you going to address it? You know, it's basically saying, here's the problem, it's real, and here's where it is. And so then that begins a collaborative effort to try to fix it. And quickly, what they found was that, for example, the median income in Arkansas, the most recent year of 2017, was $42,000. It was $40,000 in Sebastian County. Sebastian County had an 18.7% poverty rate compared to 18.1% statewide. The numbers also show that in Sebastian County, which has a little over 100,000, like 105,000 people, I think, that 20,000, almost 21,000 people are food insecure. And unfortunately, that number jumps to one in four when just looking at children. You know, one of the things that the Urban Institute pointed out was that even though the cost of living is low in the Fort Smith metro area in Sebastian County, housing and transportation costs continue to be high enough that for anyone, you know, if you're making minimum wage, you can't afford housing and transportation. You know, they showed that someone making $9.25 an hour would have to work 44 hours a week year round just to afford a one bedroom home. Unless there's a way to break that cycle, and that's what they're working toward, that rate of poverty will not only stay at that level, but it will continue to grow. So we'll see. You know, this is going to be an ongoing project. We'll see what kind of collaboration comes out of this.
Fort Smith and our entire region is a little less spicy now because Linda Siebold, who was someone who has been part of the Fort Smith journalism and entertainment scene for decades, died this week. I know that she was very important to you. Tell me about Linda.
Well, she spicy was the perfect term. She was a newsroom mother back for many of us, and I said that in the quote in our story. So it was 1992 when I first worked in the newsroom. It was at the Times Record, and you know, she just, it was pretty stressful for someone who'd never worked. It was a pretty large newsroom. You know, if you weren't used to the deadlines and that pace, you know, it could be pretty overwhelming. But Chief Fettis, those of us who were old enough, she provided us adult beverages and some parties a few times. And what I learned from her was really about the way that she interviewed folks, the way that she treated everybody, the way she handled difficult issues. And she wasn't the only one that I learned these things from, but she was definitely a big influence. And the other thing that I really learned was that you could have fun in a newsroom. There was no reason for it to be serious. And she kept it fun, was always joking, and was always having us, hey, try this. And, you know, and it would have some level of, you know, hot sauce that would just set your hair on fire.
Right.
And then she left the newspaper and went on and found him. Entertainment Fort Smith.
Well, and one thing about Linda, and I didn't know her until she and Lynn Wasson had co-founded Entertainment Fort Smith magazine, but she was a champion. She encouraged people, be it young journalists or people trying to do something with the Riverfront Blues Festival or anything in Fort Smith or the Arkansas River Valley. I think it's safe to say a lot of things got better in our region because of Linda.
When I was laid off from the newspaper, of course, she had already left. And when I started CityWire, she was one of the first, if not first folk, person that I heard from outside, you know, the little business that called and encouraged, you can do this, you know the city. You know, she was so encouraging. And that was helpful in a time when, frankly, many people were telling me it wasn't going to work.
Finally, one other item from Fort Smith this week. Building permits came in, and building activity was down?
Yeah, unfortunately, for the first 5 months of the year, building permit values in Fort Smith, Greenwood, and Van Buren are down more than 37%. That's a pretty big hickey. And then the total, a little over $65 million compared to $103.3 million for the same period in 2018. Fort Smith, unfortunately, is a big part of that. Their building permit values are down almost 35% for the first 5 months of the year. Van Buren, their permits are down almost 59% for the first 5 months of the year. So, you know, building activity is slow. Now, building activity may pick up in the back half of the year, not for good reasons, but because, you know, I think there are anywhere between 500 and 1,000 homes and businesses that have been damaged from the flood. And so we'll have to see how much permit activity there is in that to recover. But, you know, those will help boost the numbers, but those really aren't, that's not the way you want to boost building permit numbers in an area.
No, it's not. And I want to bring up one other thing that happened this week that's going to be odd when it takes over, and that is the Arkansas Athletic Association reclassified what schools will be in what conferences beginning in 2020. And because of the way it broke down this time, Fort Smith Northside will be in a different conference than Fort Smith Southside. Have you heard any conversation about this?
Well, yeah, the primary conversation is surely we'll still have a Northside-Southside game at the end of the year. You know, in football, I have not heard anyone that's happy about it. I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's Northside will be in the same conference beginning in 2020 with Bentonville and all the Northwest Arkansas schools. Northside goes into the Central Arkansas with Bryant, Cabot, Conway, some Little Rock schools. Southside goes into the Northwest Arkansas.
The only positive out of that is that I've got two daughters at Southside, and of course, one's graduated and moved on. The other one will be a senior when this conference shift takes place. Is that they don't have to travel as far to go watch the games or to participate. But if you're at Southside, if you're at Northside, you still do. But people are just scratching their heads on this one.
All right. Michael Tilley is in Fort Smith. He is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about these items and many others at talkbusiness.net. Stay dry this weekend, Michael.
I will. Thank you, sir.
And go Hogs.